B103. It is the morning routine with Matt and Chelsea.
And today is International Women's Day, and March is Women's History Month. So we are highlighting women-owned and operated businesses right here in the state line. So this morning we have Maliha Khan and Fatin Abdallah from the Institute of Languages, Mathematics, and Science in studio. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. It's a pleasure being here.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in so bright and early. And I know you say you had a little bit of a drive this morning.
Yes, it was.
So I always like to set the stage for our listeners. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your tutoring center and how you got started.
Maliha and I were teachers at a private school in Rockford. And then she ends up moving to LaSalle area. And we kept in touch. And she calls me one day and says, hey, let's start a tutoring center. We've been in education for more than 10 years, and we also know, like, some of the gaps that the students face. And we have an idea of how to, what am I looking for? How to target those areas.
I get it, too, because I was a student growing up who needed extra help. So tutors were of vital importance to me. So
yeah, so we got together, and we made up a plan. We both had this drive and passion to go for it. And we knew it's hard work. So we knew, like, we were going to be working at it for 24/7 until we were able to physically open this location.
And how many students are you tutoring right now?
Well, right now we have about 50 students on a regular basis, and there are the others that just come and go as needed.
And you were telling me off air that you kind of got your start in January of 2020.
Yes, we did.
So tell me a little bit about that. Like, I mean, that was right before the pandemic started.
Yes. So we opened here in this location January 2020, and then the pandemic hit March. Everything shut down. So we were like, oh, no, we got to do something about this. We just started the business. Can't lose it. So then we rushed and lucky for us, we were able to put together an online platform real quick. So the whole business basically shifted online for the next few months till the pandemic lasted.
Interesting. Did that find that you were able to make that transition easily, or was that a tough thing to do?
When as entrepreneurs, one of the characteristics or traits for entrepreneurship is to be flexible and adaptable. So we quickly had to change with the times in January 2020. And all of our tutors, all of our families were very well accommodating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody knew what was happening.
Right.
So we all wanted that safety and that protection.
Right. And you want to make sure that the students are getting the knowledge and the tutoring that they need at the same time. Because it was a scary time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, what has been, like, some of, besides the pandemic, what has been some of the biggest challenges or obstacles that you have faced while opening up your tutoring center?
Well, we had to do a lot of research for the market. So starting out, that was a lot of paperwork, a lot of work put into it. Challenges for the both of us were people taking us seriously. A lot of them thought we were just hobbyist, you know, just doing it because we have the time. They didn't understand the drive, the passion, like Fatin said, we came with. So that was a big obstacle to get over.
And what are some of the different subjects that you help with students?
We tutor ages 3 to adults, and we offer sciences, math, languages, reading programs. We have a Barton reading program for students who face reading difficulties. So a variety of subjects. And what's special about our center is that we are customizable. We meet with the students and their parents, and we plan a program special for them.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that because everybody learns different. Like, that's how I was growing up. I couldn't keep up, and I needed extra help. And I, you know, tutors are very, it's very important to, like, what I like. I'm really behind what you guys do helping kids.
Yeah, and we noticed even with while being educators, we worked in the same school. We noticed that the gaps were very different between different students.
Yeah.
So if you put all of them together in one size fits all type of tutoring program, it doesn't really help as much as sitting one-on-one and narrowing down what exactly the points are that the student is struggling with and addressing those. So that's a very different feature that we have than other tutoring centers, is customizing our program.
Now, are you accepting new students?
Yes, all the time.
Where are you located, and if someone wants to get more info, where would they go?
We are located at 5601 Waynesford Way, Rockford. You can call 708-581-8617 or visit our website, ilmstutor.com. And we look forward to seeing you guys.
Awesome. Fat and Malia, thank you so much for coming in this morning and celebrating with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.